Masechta Sanhedrin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Benny and Joyce Westreich of Los Angeles, California, Le'iloi Nishmas, Harav Yehoshua ben Mireinu Harav Yosef Yoska Westreich, Zechroinu Levracha, and his wife, Gittel Bazev Wolf Westreich, Aleh HaShalom, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Yoyetz Akiva ben Shimon Meir, Zechroinu Levracha, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Avram Dov ben Akiva Yonison Unger, Zechroinu Levracha, and Yibodel ben Chaim L'Chaim in the schus of Chana Ba Zecharia, Mrs. Susan Unger, may she have arichas yomim, with health, simchas, and nachas from her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, ad mea ve'esrim shana.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org. The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Koilel of Koilel Oyel Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Sanhedrin Daf Samach Beis. The Gemara talks about Misasik. Misasik Bechlal and the Frat and Melechas Shabbos. What exactly is a Misasik? So there's different types of Misasik. One Misasik is Niskavin Lachbiyas Atolosh Bechotach HaSamachubur. Somebody sees a vegetable sitting on the ground, and he wants to pick it up. He thinks it's not connected to the ground. It's just laying there. And he lifts it up, and as he lifts it up, turns out he's detaching it from the ground because it was mechubar. So that, l'kuli alma, is a misasik. Now, what if he saw a vegetable there, and he picks up his knife to cut it? But he thinks he's cutting a vegetable which is not mechubar, it's talish. Just like somebody cuts a cucumber on his plate on Shabbos. It's perfectly fine. It's mutter. So he sees a cucumber sitting on the ground, and he takes his knife and he cuts it. But he thinks it's tolish. And it turns out it's mechubar. So this case is a machlekes Abaye and Rava. Abaye says that you chayv, Rava says you potter. And we pass him like Rava, like we usually do, that you're potter, meaning that it is considered a masasik. What's the reason for the term masasik? So the Gemara increases the Yud Tesim and Beis. It says two different makaris. One makar is the pasuk asher chotaba, pratul masasik. And another reason the Gemara brings, another makar the Gemara brings, is that in Shabbos there's a klal of melachas machshavis. Melachas machshavis is memayit, various different types of melacha on Shabbos, that if a person does it in oifen that's not machshavis, he's at least potter min ha-tayra. For example, any miskavin, any tzichel gufa, different kinds of cases. So the Gemara says that a masasik is not a melachas machshavis. Now, there's a big nafkamina l'maisa between these two makaris. If the makar is asher chotaba, then it's in kol tera kula. If, however, the makar is melachas machshavas, then obviously it's only halacha in melachas shavas. So, which one is it? So, Taisvis and Shabbos, Ayin Beis and Beis, says that there's two halachas. There are two halachas of Masasik. If a person has kavana to pick up or to cut a specific chayfetz, a specific vegetable, let's say. So he thought it was talish, and it turns out it was mechubar, like we mentioned before, l'chalik sabayin and Rava. There, that we say it's potter, according to Rava at least, that comes from asher chotaba. And that's halacha in kol tera kula. In other words, what happened was, he did exactly what he was planning on doing. He just didn't understand what was going to happen. He thought he was going to cut something which is talish. Turns out he cut it and it was mechubar. But his maisa was exactly as he intended. It's just that understanding what that maisa was, he didn't understand it properly. He thought it was talish. Turns out it was mechubar. Whichever case, whether he was planning on cutting the talish or he was planning on just picking up the talish, either way. But the point is that he was mechavan for a specific item and he did his maisa in the item that he was planning. That's the first case. And that's asher chotaba. And that halacha isn't called to recall that's a misasik. If, however, he was planning to cut one yerek, and then his hand slipped, or some other reason, he ended up cutting a different yerek. He was planning on cutting this one, and he cut that one. So then, in called to recall, he'd be chayev. Because over there, he knew all along, this one is talish, this one is mechubar, just he was planning on doing one, he did the other one. That is not considered misasik on kol tera kula. That is a chasar in the malachas machshavas, because the malacha didn't work out, didn't turn out the way he planned. In other words, mitzad the maisa was a ganze maisa. But as a machshava, it was a chasar in the machshava, because it didn't, like we said, it didn't work out as he planned. He was planning on cutting one, he ended up cutting another one. So Zoktaisis, that is only a ptur in Shabbos. Okay, so those are the cases of Misasik. Now, Misasik obviously is potter from a carbon. Is there any Isser to do something which is a Misasik? Not Lagabi carbon, just Lagabi the Isser. So, the first thing is like this. So, Hapshita that is an Isser Drabonon. At the very least, he's an Isser Drabonon. Kemavur and Taisvis, Shabbos, Yidal, Fumad Aleph, Timras Chol Shemo, that every situation where we say Yipata Misham Malach Mach Shabbos, but he's still an Isser Drabonon. In the Mishnah Sirbaran, Simen Dalad, and in the Gusmashah, and Ezra Chelag Dalad, Simen Tes, Ois Gimel, they also bring a riot from the Gemara Menachas of Lama Zayin and Mabez, that there is an Isser Drabonon, at least an Isser Drabonon, by Misasik. Okay. The question is there also an Isser Deraisa? So the Makar Chaim from the Nesivas in Ulchus Pesach, beginning of Simen Tov Lamed Aleph, by Bedikas Chametz, he says there's no Isser Deraisa by Misasik. In other words, it's not only a Ptur carbon, it's completely Potter and really Mutter Minatera. Because he has a Kasha, why Midairaisa, who the Gemara? That Midairaisa, you Mechuyev to be Baidik for Chametz. If not for Bittel, Bittel could take care of it. But if not for Bittel, you would be Mechuyev to not only destroy Chametz Yidua, but you would have to search and find any Chametz that you own. In fact, the Mekor Chaim, why should I have to look for it? If I know about it, so I'll get rid of it. If I don't know about it, that's a misasik. If I own chametz and I don't know about it, so that's a misasik. That should be mutter. In other words, he's naming on that misasik is mutter, not just the ptur carbon. And for the nesivis, the Mekor Chaim, he says this is a different kind of an isler, the isler of bal yira, because since the isler does not need a maisa, it's just that I own the chametz; it exists in my possession. So therefore, it does not need a maisa. Therefore, it's also even misasik. It will be an Isser Deraisa. That's what the Nesivis holds, but Akoponim and every other Isser, not by Baliro, an Isser of Maisel, like Moshe and Shabbos, Yisrael Shabbos, then it would be Mutter Min HaTorah, a case of Misasik, and it's only an Isser Drabonon, like we mentioned. Rabbi Kivega, the Chuvah Simil Ches, brings the Mekar Chaim, and he argues, and he says that it really depends on the two types of Misasik that we just mentioned. He says, if it's a chasana malachas machshavas, like where his hand slipped, he says, there he's mited to the nesivas that it's mutl and gantz and menatayra, because that's a malachas machshavas. Means malachas machshavas is not a din in the parish of carbon. Malachas machshavas is a din in the parish of malachas shabbos. That is not a malachas shabbos if it's not ois kahalten as a malachas machshavas. But that's only in that case. But in the case where he was mechaven for a particular vegetable, and he thought it was polish, and really it was mechaber. So there you don't have the heter, the p'tor of melachas machshavas. What do you have over there? Asher chotobo. Dr. Kiveg, asher chotobo, that's in the parasha of carbon. So you potter from a carbon, but in Isser you still have. He said it's not even really a full p'tor on carbon, it's only a p'tor from a carbon chattas. So in certain situations you can still be chayav a carbon out of yair. It's not a p'tor from carbonus and gansen. It's a pasuk asher chotobo in the parasha of chattas, that you're not chayav a chattas in such a case. Carbon chattas has a lot of tenoim, right? It's only on certain types of isurim. It has to be zdoinei karis, right? So one of the tenoim in carbon chattas is that it can't be misasik. But in terms of the isur, it certainly would be an isur in atayra as a halter kivega. Just mention one nafkamina lemaisa from all of this. If a person's walking on Shabbos in Rosh Hashanah and he has something in his pocket, he's being over so, but he doesn't know what's in his pocket. Or a person opens the refrigerator, and there's a light bulb inside, and the light bulb is screwed in, it wasn't unscrewed, and as soon as he opens the door, the light is going to go on. So the Paiskim Neman, the Hantik of Paiskim Neman, that these cases are daimi to the case of Nishmat Yadai. Because over here he's Mechalal not Mechavin for this Maisa, he's Mechavin to open the door, he's not Mechavin to turn on the light. He's Mechavin to walk down the street, he's not Mechavin that there should be something in his pocket. So Memela, it's not a malachas machshavas. So Mimele, in this case, they would not be in a deraisa l'kuli alma. Not only according to the nesivas, but even according to Mekvega, they would not be in a deraisa. But Avada would still be osur as an Issa drabbanon, like we mentioned. Now, what's the nafkamina if there's an Issa drabbanon or any Issa for the Misasik? The Misasik doesn't know what he's doing. So what's the nafkamina to talk about an Issa? Tatsudan and Chanami. There's no nafkamina for him. But if you see somebody walking down the street and you know there's something in his pocket, or you see somebody about to open the refrigerator, and you know that the light is going to go on, even if he doesn't know it, you would have to stop him, because you have to be mafresh him from doing an Issa drabbanon. Kol shekein, you would not be allowed to tell him to do it. Sometimes people think, if the light is on the bridge, tell somebody to open it, somebody who doesn't know. No, so there's no such heter. It would still be in a Sidra Rabbanan. And even if it's a katan, you wouldn't be allowed to tell a child to do it either, because you're not allowed to tell a child to do it in a Sidra Yisra on Shabbos, and kan mekoymei to go into that whole sugya, and al kopanim, there would be no such heter.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.